It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for listening. My name is Jet Lacy. This is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and every Friday it turns into The Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. My goodness, we got a good show for you today. We had to put it off for a week because he had another engagement that he could not break, but I got the man coming on with me today, Pastor Lindsay Williams, who is an expert on the oil industry, and I also have a good friend Jim Dunzing calling into the show in the last 15 minutes or so to talk about his ordeal with the Las Vegas police. They actually shot him in the back three times, tried to murder him, basically, and he's a lawyer and a activist and a front sight weapons actually shooting instructor. So we have him coming on to talk to us a little bit, give us a quick update. And I also would like to take this opportunity to wish my grandmother, Grammy Lib, a happy birthday. You know, if you're listening, Grammy, from wherever you are, which I understand to be 3 parsecs from the outer rings of the Daedalin system, your family still here on Earth still loves you and misses you. So if you're out there listening, wherever you are, Grammy, God bless you. We miss you with all our hearts, and we love you so much. She was a cool lady when she was on this plane of existence, I'll tell you what. You know, the grandmothers don't come much cooler than her. She was a special education teacher, and she didn't really take much gruff off of us kids, but I tell you what, she sure showed us a lot of love, but she wasn't too shy to correct us as needed. And I do believe that I am a better person for that today. So anyway, we're going to be having Lindsay Williams calling in here in just a minute. And I just wanted to talk to you, for you guys that don't know Lindsay Williams, he is an amazing, amazing individual. In 2008, on another radio show, he came on, and when oil was $150 a barrel, Pastor Williams claimed that he has a source that he calls Mr. X, who is part of the global elite, told them that within 6 months, oil would be at $50. And sure enough, it was at $50 in the next 6 months. And many of his other predictions, you know, have also turned out to be very correct. And I had him on the show probably, I think, in February, I believe. And he had some really, really serious predictions that are starting to come true. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But he is also an expert on the oil industry because he ministered to the people that were working on the North Shore of Alaska. And he got to know and live with some of the global elites. And that's why they have continued to give him information for years and years now, decades. And what he has to say today is going to be a pretty tough pill to swallow, I tell you. As Pastor Williams always says, get out your pens and papers and get ready to write this down, because there's going to be a whole lot of information that you're going to need to know and to reference later, because he's going to make a lot of predictions here. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. We'll jump right into it with Pastor Williams when we come back.
There are those that just want to be left alone.
and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico may have apocalyptic consequences. A report of the Russian Ministry of Natural Resources said the British Petroleum oil spill is threatening the entire eastern half of the North American continent with total destruction.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. That was the one, the only, Pastor Lindsey Williams, and I have him on the line with me, and good morning to you, Pastor.
Good morning, Jet, and thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. I appreciate you coming on to share your wisdom with all of us today.
Well, we're going to talk about the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher. I think it's probably on everybody's mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I had to get this information out as quickly as possible before they had time to stop it from being given. So I'm so glad that you allowed me to be here to tell you exactly what I have heard from the Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis.
And I have that. I have the link on Freedom's Phoenix, the listing for the show today. I have that video posted on the listing for the show today, so if anyone's interested in watching the Energy Non-Crisis video, they can feel free to do so. So anyway, Pastor, what I would like to do today is let you just go ahead and tell us what's going on, and then I'm hoping that we could take some calls a little bit later on with some questions. Would that be all right?
We surely can, and I'd be more than happy to hear what the audience has to say, and hopefully some people down around the Gulf in Florida will likewise call in. It's quite interesting. I was on a show on yesterday, and a Halliburton employee who was actually on the BP oil rig prior to the time that it blew called in. He could not give his name because he was high enough up that he didn't dare tell who he was. But the details that he gave were appalling. And he documented everything I said, the well pressures, what had happened, why the rig blew.
Well, let's start from the beginning.
Now, why they can't stop it.
Yeah.
And also gave some ideas as to what he thinks might be able to be done about it. So people are very interested in knowing what's going on. So we'll just begin. I really don't know where to start, except to say, as you said a moment ago, please get a pencil, a piece of paper, take notes. You are definitely going to want what you hear today. Please give it to every person in this country and get this program out to everyone you possibly can, because there's so much more to this story than the average person has heard that there is no comparison yet.
Wow. This is, I was very afraid, especially after we talked on the phone, of what I was going to hear today, and I purposely didn't listen to any of your other radio interviews that you've been giving because I really wanted to hear it for myself. So please go ahead, sir.
Well, the people of America positively must know the truth about the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher and BP oil. I think probably the one thing, though, that is of utmost importance in my mind after investigating this thoroughly, and whenever I say investigating it thoroughly, I call the Mr. X in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, an oil man of many, many years, now retired, knows exactly what goes on behind closed doors. He knows what you aren't being told. And when this information was given to me, I was startled beyond words, and very little bothers me anymore.
Right. Have
spoken on this subject so many times of what's happening in the oil world until things just don't surprise me anymore, but this startled me.
So he absolutely, can I ask you a question real quick?
Keeping you awake at night.
Can I ask you a question real quick about, last time I had you on the show, he was at death's door, was going to have an operation. Did he recover okay, I take it?
I'm not quite sure about the recovery. I contacted a second Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. The Energy Non-Crisis, they're actually probably three men that are the Mr. X's of the book, because all of them gave me information. None of them allow me to give out their names because they are of the elite. And I was threatened back about 2 years ago that if I ever again mentioned certain things or gave out their names, that the consequences would not be very pleasant to me. And so as a result, the one gentleman who had a malignancy, I'm not quite sure how he's doing. I haven't been able to contact him. I contacted another Mr. X in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, who has associates in BP.
My goodness.
And actually gave me some inside information that you have never heard before, because this has only been given. One of these items, for instance, is so drastic, was given to me by this BP associate who is on the inside, and this has never been heard but one place before on the face of the earth, as far as I know.
Wow. So lay it on us, brother.
Well, first of all, let me say the oil that comes up, that black stuff that most people think is so important, the oil is not the greatest danger in this Gulf of Mexico oil gusher. Now, I know that most people have the idea that the only thing that comes out of an oil well is oil. That is not the truth. What comes out of oil, what comes out with that oil, out of that oil well, is deadly. The oil itself only destroys the wildlife and the fish and the oysters and the shrimp and the pristine white beaches of the Florida Gulf and Panhandle. It destroys the marshlands and the coral reefs. Now, I know that's terrible. I don't diminish that whatsoever. But what comes out of that gusher with the oil is causing the death of humans and unborn babies.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is what, to me, is most startling. I know that those pristine beaches and all that beautiful and the tourist trade of Florida and the Gulf Coast, yes, I agree. To the economy, that's very important. To me, human life is more important. So,
yes, sir.
Let me get down to some background. In order to be able to explain this to the ordinary person who is not an oil company official or maybe not a roustabout on an oil rig, it's going to take a little bit of background. So bear with me for a moment, so that I can help you understand the depth of all of this.
Yes, sir.
In 1970, the Russians started drilling what they call Kola SG-3 wells. They are super deep oil wells. An exploration well, which finally, the deepest of their wells, the exploratory well, reached a staggering world record depth of 40,230 feet.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, if you have ever flown in one of those commercial jet aircraft, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 to 35,000 feet, and I'm sure you've looked out the window down at the ground, and you know how far away you are. Well, the Kola SG-3 well that Russia drilled, the first one, was 40,230 feet. It was the deepest that any human being had ever gone up to that date in the face of the earth. Now, Russian oil majors, the major oil companies, QCOs, have quickly drilled more than 310 successful super deep wells since then and put them into production. Last year, as a result of this, Russia overcame Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest single producer of crude oil and is now set to completely dominate global oil production and the sale for the next century. I think this is very significant, but they were the first ones to ever do this. Now, when they went down to that extreme depth with what they call super deep oil wells, right, they did not find fossil fuel. Now, I hope you're hearing this. This is like a science lesson, but I must give it in order to understand what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico.
So they didn't find oil.
They found oil. They did not find fossil fuel.
Oh.
Now, you remember back when you and I were in school, they told us that crude oil is nothing but rotted trees and plants and animals that were buried many, many years ago, and that there is such a thing as peak oil, and one of these days it might give out, and that this oil is a fossil fuel. That is positively not true.
Wow.
Once and for all, the Russians, when they drilled their super deep well to 40,230 feet, they found abiotic oil.
Wow.
Now, I'll spell it for you. The letter A, B-I-O-T-I-C, oil.
That means without life or not carbon-based, correct?
This positively is not something that comes from rotted trees and plants and animals. Instead, Russia proved that oil is being formed by some chemical process way down deep, maybe even in the heart of the earth.
Well, hold on right there, Pastor. We're going to break, and we'll come right back and let you jump right back into it, okay? Let's stay tuned. This is a big thing. Get your pencils and papers ready on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. We've got Pastor Williams for the whole 2 hours. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Take my hand when you are worried. Take my hand when you're alone. Take my hand and let me guide you. Take my hand and lead you on.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. You know, Ernie's got a nice day off every Friday morning because he's got two shows to do. And, you know, I think he likes to take this time to get some work done. And I sure like getting the opportunity to talk to you guys once a week. And I am really excited today because we have someone that I really have a lot of faith in, that I believe in what he says. His information is always right on time. His name is Pastor Williams. For many of us, he needs no introduction. But welcome back, Pastor Williams, and please continue with what you were talking about, sir.
Thank you, Jet. And today we're dealing with the subject of the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher. It is positively going to affect every person listening in this broadcast today. It probably has already, and you didn't know it. It's nothing compared to what you are going to see in the future. And many of you will remember, of course, that I had the providence of God, the privilege of being the chaplain to the elite of the world for 3 years' time on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and as a result have leaned on many of these oil company officials, many of them now who are in their 70s and 80s, but have been willing to confide into me as to the truth of what really happened in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's what I'm trying to give today on this show, because it is so important to you and your lifestyle. So I was talking about what Russians did back in 1970 when they drilled the first super deep oil well. And they found abiotic oil. They did not find fossil fuel. The textbooks are going to have to be rewritten. Oil is created not by rotted trees and plants and animals, but oil, the Russians now have proved, is created down in the heart of the earth, is created by some chemical process that they still don't know exactly what it is, because they haven't been able to go there personally. They've only drilled into it. And that, what they're calling now abiotic oil, has over all the generations been seeping up into the shallow, now please notice these words, the shallow oil fields of the world, such as Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Mexico, and the oil fields of the North Slope of Alaska in America, and other oil fields. These are very shallow oil fields. And oil is still seeping up out of the heart of the earth into these oil fields that the oil companies are drilling into or have drilled into in the past. Well, as a result of this, some of the oil companies have gotten the idea now that they can drill super deep wells. And this is where the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher starts. Russia, when they drilled their first super deep well, they had sense enough. Now, I'm trying my best to pick my words carefully this morning, because as you can notice, I am very concerned as to what's happening. Russia had sense enough to drill their Kola SG-3 wells to over 40,000 feet on the land, mm-hmm. not in the Gulf of Mexico. I hope you caught that. And that's the reason I had to give the background to this. because now other oil companies are getting the idea we are going down after the big pools of oil, down where no one has ever gone before. Well, they have, and that's exactly what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. BP knew what the Russians had done, and they were attempting to do it. The only difference is BP was so stupid that they attempted to do it in the water.
In the deep and water.
It should have never been allowed. It's preposterous. Our government agencies that we pay to protect us and keep us from having things like this happen should have never allowed a super deep well to have been drilled in ocean water. So as a result, when I heard back about a month and a half ago, that BP had drilled a super deep well and that we had this gusher in the Gulf of Mexico, I was so concerned that immediately I contacted one of the Mr. X's of my book, The Energy and Non-Crisis, a man who is now retired from Atlantic Richfield, a gentleman who has many contacts with BP. That's British Petroleum.
Wasn't ARCO kind of a part of BP?
Well, many years ago, BP, British Petroleum, which is not an American oil company, bought out Atlantic Richfield.
Right.
I protested on every radio show across America that I could. I said, don't let it happen. Nobody saw the significance of it. And as a result, one of America's largest oil companies was bought out by a foreign company, BP, and BP took over the North Slope oil field, America's Alaska oil field. And now, of course, they're drilling, and they drilled in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, who owns BP? Can we tell everybody who owns BP, sir?
Crisis still has contacts with BP and BP officials. He was willing to give me some of the most startling information that I have ever heard. When I found it out, I was frightened. I literally, it scares me until now. It appears.
Hey, Pastor. We're going to break. We got a really long segment coming up here, 18 minutes on the next segment. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy, we're going to let Pastor jump right back into it. And just for your information, who's the major owner of BP? The Crown of England. When we come back, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Hold on to yourself. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Come on the peace train.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacy. After listening to what Pastor Williams is talking about, I don't know, I kind of feel like I got one of the seven plagues of Egypt in here right now. In the studio, in the beautiful downtown Freedom's Phoenix studios, we got a crazy fruit fly situation going on here. And they're crawling all over me and everywhere, and it's kind of uncomfortable. But not nearly as uncomfortable as the information that Pastor Williams is imparting to us today. However, it is dire, important information, so I don't want to hesitate one more second. Please continue with what you were talking about, Pastor Williams. We got 18 minutes. Hello.
Right now in the Gulf of Mexico with the oil gusher is going to affect the life of every single person, whether they live here in Phoenix, Arizona, whether they live in Carroll, California, or around the Gulf states, and especially in Florida. It appears that BP, that's British Petroleum, of course, which is not an American oil company, it appears that British Petroleum was trying to do what Russia did, drill a super deep well. Now, the only difference is BP was so stupid, and I don't even hesitate using this word at all, BP was so stupid as to try and drill in the ocean off of a floating platform. Now, I hope you caught this. A floating platform. Most oil platforms are anchored to the bottom of the ocean. This platform was a floating platform. It was not anchored to the bottom of the ocean. It was kept in place by sophisticated GPS equipment, which maintains its proper position regularly all the time. Now, this floating platform was in ocean water approximately 5,000 feet. Keep in mind that 5,280 feet is 1 mile. That means that the depth of the ocean water where BP was drilling was approximately a mile.
Wow.
Then, on top of that, they got to the bottom of the ocean, they got to the surface underneath that water, the bottom of the ocean, and continued to drill, went down somewhere between 25 and 30,000 feet deep.
It's like 6 miles now, more. Yeah,
let me try to explain 30,000 feet. You're traveling in a commercial airliner. You're going across country from one city to the other. You've paid your fare and bought your ticket and got on the airplane, and you all of a sudden look out the window as the pilot announces that you have maintained cruising altitude, and you are somewhere between 30 and 35,000 feet. When you look down at that ground, do you know how far down it is? Now, you can imagine from this how deep in the earth that BP had gone. They were trying to copy what Russia had done. They wanted to find that super deep well, and they did. But the only problem is they didn't anticipate what they found. 25 to 30,000 feet down, this is on the edge of human technology. Nobody but Russia has ever gone down this far. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it. Now, let me pause long enough at this point to say, I know there are a lot of patriots out there and many people listening to Republic Broadcasting that the first thing you're going to say is, oh, I know this is a conspiracy. No, it is not. Every oil man that I've talked with has told me this positively was not intentional. They did not mean to do this. This was an accident.
Well, that's at least good to know.
Yeah, they are going to use it, by the way. The elite have already told me that they are going to use this for the purpose of completing their timeline of 2012. Now, I'll get to that later. But for right now, let me say emphatically, this positively was not a conspiracy. This was not done intentionally. They did not mean to let this oil out like this. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected. And whenever I say unexpected, you'll understand that in a moment when I give a conversation of a person on the rig. They could not contain it. They hit a strata of oil at such high pressure that it burst all of their safety valves. Now, the pressure behind this oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum efforts of human science to contain it. Now, keep in mind, there are many safety valves on an oil well. As they are in the process of drilling, they put in safety precautions of every kind imaginable to keep from happening what has just happened in the Gulf of Mexico. Let me give you an example. When I was at Prudhoe Bay, I literally lived with the elite for 3 years' time, and I watched them bring in many oil wells. Keep in mind that I had executive status. It had been given to me by the 9 major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I could go out to the well site. I could watch them bring wells in. I did many times. And the very first thing that I would hear them give whenever they brought in a new well, there were two things. Please write these down. I'd hope you have that pencil going this morning. Number one, they would give the flow rate of the well. That means they would release some oil under control, of course, and they would check the number of barrels per hour, per 24 hours, and they would give a flow rate for that new well. The second thing they always gave, it immediately came through, they would give the pressure, the natural artesian pressure of the oil as it came out of the ground. Now, have you noticed something? You have never heard anybody, the media, BP, oil company people, any government agency, none of them have dared to give you the pressure of the oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Why? They don't dare. It'd scare the average American to death if they knew what happened. They hit something down there so catastrophic that Russia never hit anything like it when they were drilling their super deep wells. They have gone into a strata of oil that has such high pressure that no safety valve, no mechanism, no device of any kind that they have on that pipe could contain it. The Gulf of Mexico BP oil well, media has nowhere mentioned the pressure of that well. Now, let's go back to Prudhoe Bay for a minute. The average oil well head pressure, well head pressure, please note those words. The average oil well head pressure at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, on America's oil field is 1,500 pounds per square inch, PSI.
That's a lot.
That's pretty high pressure. And they were very glad to get it because it came out at artesian pressure and they didn't have to pump it. Now, let's try to compare this to something. The tire on your automobile carries approximately 35 pounds per square inch of pressure. 35 PSI. A truck tire on one of the big tandem tractor trailer rigs will carry approximately 100 to 110 pounds per square inch, PSI. Here goes. I hope those pencils are ready. A reliable source, in fact, every reliable source that I've contacted has estimated that the BP Gulf of Mexico oil well head pressure is between 20,000 and 70,000 pounds per square inch.
Oh, my God.
This is beyond human technology. They could not contain it. Now, there were many safety valves on that pipe. It blew every one of them. Not one held. It blew the platform off. These come from BP sources themselves, because there are some people in BP who are so concerned about what's happening down there that they have been willing to talk.
Wow.
They're concerned about the human beings that are around that and what is going to happen to the ecology as well as to the human beings. And two of them have been willing to talk to me. There are a number of former ARCO officials. One of them, one of the Mr. X's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. They have been willing to talk because they are so concerned. This is beyond human technology. Every safety valve on there was blown. One BP informant said to me that BP did make some mistakes. And this is the one that you've never heard anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't hear it until it starts coming out in final investigations down the line somewhere, if you even get it then. There is what is called on the top of this well, the final valve, that if everything else blows, this one is supposed to hold it regardless of pressure, based on what has ever been found in an oil well anywhere in the world. They know what maximum pressures are. They never, as far as we can tell, have ever hit 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch of pressure on any well on the face of this earth. BP has gone into a strata of oil that nobody probably has ever drilled into before.
Wow.
There is at the top of this well what is called a fail safe.
Right.
Valve, F-A-I-L-S-A-F-E, valve. That valve is so strong, it's supposed to hold everything. There was a conversation just shortly before this Gulf oil gusher and the destruction of the platform. The foreman on the platform was talking to one of the workers, and the worker said, the fail-safe valve is damaged. We need to replace it before we go any further. The foreman said, I don't have time. We got to complete the job. Let's get on with it. They did not replace the fail-safe valve. And when everything else failed, it naturally blew this all to flinderations because it had a warp, it had a defective in it, and the worker knew it. Now, the Gulf of Mexico oil well is flowing, and this is a very conservative figure. I've been given many figures as to the amount of oil that's coming out. But conservatively speaking, it's probably way above this. It is flowing at the rate of 4 million gallons a day.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's very conservative. even government agencies have said that it's more than that. So, is I'm sure the first thing that comes to your mind is, will BP be able to stop the flow of this oil? And I'd like to answer that from the oil company officials that I have talked to.
Okay.
First of all, may I say personally, Lindsey Williams, I hope so.
Me too,
this
sir.
This is devastating. This is going to be horrifying. If they don't stop this oil from flowing, it is going to be unrealistic what's going to cause to the economy of the United States of America. For instance, I was scheduled to be on a radio show 2 days ago. No, I'm sorry. I was not scheduled to be on the radio show. The talk show host called me. I will not name him. He's a very prominent talk show host. I was scheduled. He called me on the phone. No, I was not scheduled. He called me on the phone, and he said, Lindsey, I'd like you to be with me on my show tonight. He said, my guest is canceled. I said, thank you, but I can't. And I said, what do you mean your guest canceled? He said, I had a lady who is a tourist person on the in the Keys of Florida. Her business is to book people for tourism. And she had agreed to come on my show and tell how this is affecting the tourist industry of Florida, and in particular the Key West area, the Keys of Florida. He said, Lindsey, she was threatened. She was told not to appear on my show under any circumstances. She has just called and canceled. I mean, this is what has happened in the Gulf of Mexico is going to be so catastrophic to the economy of the United States of America that it literally should scare the daylights out of every person listening to this show today. There are more ramifications to this than you can possibly imagine. Now, an authority, very much of an authority. If I could name this person, you would take notice to every word he said. One authority said to me, he said, Chaplain, I hope that we can contain this well. But he said, I don't think that anything is going to stop it except a nuclear device. Now, when he said that, I could hear fear in his voice. He said, we have tried every method possible. We've done everything that we oil men know to do to stop this oil from flowing. And he said, we have failed. He said, there's only one thing left, and that's a nuclear device, but, and oh my goodness, was this a but. I said, what do you mean, but? He said, Chaplain, if we succeed, we are going to be heroes. He said, if we fail, he said, I don't even want to think about it. I said, why? He said, first of all, in order to plant a nuclear device, we must drill angle wells. He said, it's going to take us 3 to 4 months to do it. That means that the oil is going to flow like it's flowing right now for another 3 to 4 months before the oil companies, BP, and others in the business can do anything about it.
That's what we had talked about on when I called you for the pre. I had looked at an old video of Russia, and you know they had had a natural gas fire. I mean, fire was just shooting up astronomically, and they showed actual, animation of what they did. They drilled at sort of like in a 45-degree angle and put us way down deep in the Earth's crust and put a small nuclear device down there and detonated it with no resulting radiation reaching the surface. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that is true. They can do that, and this is what they are considering in the Gulf of Mexico. But this oil company official said to me, he said, Chaplain, this scares me. I said, what do you mean? He said, now, BP has drilled into a strata of oil with pressures such as we have never seen before. And he said, with that kind of pressure, he said, our concern is that we will rupture that strata of oil rather than sealing it off. And he said, because of it being under the water, he said, if we rupture that strata instead of sealing it, it's going to continue to come up. It'll come up as plumes in distant spots.
We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? We
yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. We got one heck of a show going on here with Pastor Lindsey Williams and really heavy-duty information. I got a caller. This is just a short five-minute segment, Pastor, so I think it's a good time to take a caller. Lee in Georgia, what's going on? Thanks for calling into the show.
Hello, gentlemen. You know, there's no doubt. Environmentally, this is the icing on the cake. This is going to be unlike anything mankind has ever seen. We know that. We know the devastation oil can have on wildlife and plant life and all this, that, and the other. But the one thing I don't hear too many people talking about, imagine the effect this is going to have on our oxygen supply in the air. The oceans are the primary balancing factor in the air we breathe.
Well, what do you have to say about that, Pastor?
I have an entire section in the broadcast today of about 15 to 20 minutes that I'm going to go in depth with the very subject our caller has mentioned, and I thank you so much for mentioning this because I agree with you. This is the most important item of all, and I haven't even touched it yet.
Thank you, Lee. Do you have anything else you want to add? Because he is going to get to that a little bit later.
Nope, that answered my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, go ahead, Lee, Pastor.
Yeah, I want to thank Lee for calling. And please keep that dial tuned right where it is. Don't leave Republic Broadcasting. Stay right here because you're going to hear the statistics in a moment that have startled people across the country when I've given them. So let's go back to these plumes. That's right. There is another item that has developed recently and has just been documented, and that is that undoubtedly when this pipe that went down in the bottom of the ocean, when this extreme pressure hit it, blew all of the valves and destroyed the platform and killed some people, at the same time it undoubtedly perforated or blew holes in that pipe way down in the bottom of the ocean. And now we have reported officially plumes of oil coming up at other spots in the bottom of the ocean apart from where the wellhead pipe is. Now,
hundreds of miles away too, right?
What's that?
I heard someone say like 150 miles away or something.
I will give you the furthest distance away in just a moment.
Oh, sorry.
But I need to authenticate it so that you'll know that I know what I'm talking about. A lot of things I'm giving today, you might look and say, oh my goodness, here's a man who's been a minister of the gospel for 40 years. How in the world does he talk about oil like this? You have to understand that I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time, still have a very high respect amongst these people, and they have been willing to give me this information. This did not come from the knowledge of Lindsey Williams. This came from top oil company officials whom the average person would never have an opportunity to be in contact with. Senator Bill Nelson, please go and find this for yourself. He's a Democrat from Florida. He appeared on June the 9th, that was 2 days ago, on MSNBC. He was interviewed by Andrea Mitchell, very well-known news commentator. He said, oil is seeping up from the seabed. Now, let me clarify that. NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, gave the following report just a few days ago. And this is by Chris Baltimore from Houston, Texas. It was on Reuters News.
Hey, Pastor, hold on. Hold on. We got a one-minute break, and then you can talk about that in just a second. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. We got Pastor Lindsey Williams with us. Stay tuned because this is some serious information. We'll be right back in just a minute.